I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to a little podcast exclusive here for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with my co-host Bo Matthews and our producer Chad Ellis. And if you listen to this week's show, we talked to our friends from Osage County Guns, one of the great sponsors of this show, John and Jake, and they are at this year's SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And we ran out of time on the radio show, so we're going into a little overtime and bringing you guys a little podcast exclusive. So thank you so much for downloading and listening to a little extra content for this week's Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. And John and Jake are with us from SHOT Show in Vegas. For people who maybe didn't hear, if they're kind of listening out of order, just real quick, another recap of what SHOT Show is, John, and why it's such a big deal for you guys at Osage County Guns and for the entire gun industry.
So SHOT Show is the largest expo within the firearms industry. And it's the opportunity for manufacturers to show off their whole product line and really showcase their new releases. For dealers, it's a great opportunity to go get hands-on with all this new product. With our large retail store, we're always looking for new product lines that kind of fit within our niche and, products we can, kind of cater to our customers and their needs. And you just can't find the selection anywhere else in the country I'm like this. So it's great to be able to go through and put hands on all this this product. But the SHOT Show is immensely large. I pulled some stats just to kind of put it into perspective. And the square footage of the show is 656,000 square feet.
Wow.
About 10.9. It says 10.9 football fields. There are. Estimated 60,000 attendants, 2,400 members of the media, and 2,600 exhibitors. So those would be manufacturers and service providers. So it's absolutely insane. It's the fifth largest convention in Las Vegas and the 19th largest in the country. So it's huge. And it's, it brings a lot of people from all over the world. There are essentially 113 countries represented here.
Oh my God!
It also brings a lot of money to Las Vegas.
I was going
to
say you better brought the big checkbook this time.
No kidding. And as we mentioned on the radio show, it's also the biggest opportunity of the year for all the big gun manufacturers, for all the big dogs to show off and what they're working on and the latest advancements in their technology and try to, show how they're ahead of their competition. One thing that I was wanting to ask you guys is, I would imagine something that is happening there at SHOT Show, is if there's any trends in the industry right now, or is there anything that's like hot? Like, is it, are people wanting more and more smaller, compact guns that they can take with them and protect their house with and move around, and travel with and it's easy to carry and move around? Or is it the bigger gun? Is there a push towards, the more AR style guns and which we hear about in the news all the time? Is there any particular trend or thing that's hot right now in the gun industry that you guys see growing as we move forward?
I think there's always trends, and if you're I think it kind of depends on the amount of a Second Amendment advocate you are. If you're a really big dork like I am, and you play with every aspect of it, so There are trends in every category, I should say. So, yes, small handguns are still big. People are still coming out with the conceal market, as they will, with the smaller handguns to be able to conceal and carry. It's still very big, and everybody's coming out with new renditions. The trend now was for 19 flowing into 2020 with the smallest handgun that you can pack the most amount of rounds in. SIG pretty much dominated that in 2019 with their SIG 365. And new companies are pushing that. You find trends in the AR market. You know, everybody should have 2 to 10 ARs, right? And so in that, it's now the push is, hey, you can use an AR for a multitude of things and new calibers for it. Ruger kind of kicked off the year with a 5.7. If you don't know the cartridge, it's a 5.7 by 28. It's been around for several years. FN kind of came out with it, and it's a predecessor to another cartridge, and I won't get into the weeds. But they've come out with a really affordable handgun to push that product. And companies like CMMG, who is a local, they're a Missouri-based manufacturer that make fantastic AR rifles and parts. They've developed an AR that'll take a new magazine that they've developed that'll go into a standard AR lower, and you can make that as a pistol or a rifle. So there's trends following with new calibers that are sort of old. There's trends in the hunting market. The bolt action market has really started to pick up again, which I love. I love to see the grassroots of the gun industry coming back with bolt action rifles and shotguns and 22 rimfire style firearms. So there's each category has a good trend right now. 22 is a big one. Glock announced their Glock 44, which is a Glock 19 sized pistol in a 22. And 22s are fantastic, and everybody should own equally as many, just because they're so fun to shoot. Ammo is readily available. It's
affordable.
Yeah. So. Go ahead, Bo.
I was just going to ask, you know, when you look at any kind of sport or any kind of activity, including hunting, it seems like everything's going to get some kind of video for it, whether it's a dash cam for driving or, you know, field cams or body cams, things like that.
Yeah.
Is video a big push as far as technology or size of the cameras and things like that?
That's a great point. It's not always just about the firearm. It's about the accessories and the technology surrounding it.
We've heard of, you know, body cams have been around for a very long time, right? There was a guy that I met in Arnold that actually had invented, and I hope I'm not talking out of school, I hope he got his...
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patent right, but there was it was actually a firearm gun. So a firearm camera. So the camera was actually mounted to the firearm.
Oh, wow.
And so the, you know, because a lot of times you'll see body cam footage and the cop's arms are in the way of the footage. Anything like that that you're seeing as far as the trend of the technology?
Yeah, that's a great question.
So there's kind of a couple divisions within the layout of shot. So there is law enforcement and military in kind of a separate area. And we don't spend a ton of time there, but we do, you know, try to spend an hour or two of the show in those areas. And there are definitely a lot of those kinds of technological items on display. On the what we call commercial side, which is really kind of where we live most of the time, you know, we see a number of kind of you see some carryover from companies like GoPro, and you see a lot of accessories to allow mounting of the big name sport cameras, action cameras, to firearms, and then there are others, you know, certain things like we saw some thermal, which has built-in recording capabilities, and you know, it's kind of runs the gamut. But one observation I've had within this industry, and it's not isolated to our industry, but anything with technology, is that the progression and advancement of technology is so fast that it's hard for these manufacturers to stay on top of it, because by the time they actually get their product to market, there's something newer and better, and that's on the market. And the real problem there is that it kind of discourages them from heavy investment.
What about things like, I don't want to use the word gimmick or novelty, but when we're just talking about the push to, you know, the smaller guns and as small of a gun as you can get with the most amount of rounds in it, are we starting to see like more, are people introducing like one shot guns that are, you know, for personal safety that can be put just about anywhere, or maybe even a gun that doesn't exactly look like a gun, so it can be, you know, like, what about that, you know, sort of stuff? Is that considered like silly stuff, or do we see more and more manufacturers kind of going that way and trying to create products like that?
So I would say that it's not silly. It is marketable product. It is niche-y. So there's a company called LifeGuard that has a small 22 caliber pistol. It's essentially a Derringer that fits in your pocket, and it's about the dimensions of a credit card. And it kind of breaks open and folds open to have a little grip, the trigger, and then a small barrel. Those are, you know, I don't want to say that they're silly or anything like that, but it is niche-y because The small caliber is not as effective as a larger bullet like a 9mm, but there are companies that specialize in Derringers, like a company called Bond Arms, and you know, there's a number of those companies that really kind of own that market because that's their specialty. The larger companies, you know, like Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Ruger, that's not really their market, but there is definitely, you know, manufacturers who just focus on those types of products.
I would call that not the novelty category. I would call it the better than nothing category.
Yes.
I'm a nerd, man. I love that stuff. I think that stuff is cool. Like little one-shot guns. I would never have that as my only gun and think like, okay, my house is protected now because I have a credit card that can shoot a gun, you know, can shoot a BB or something like that. But I don't know. Call me a nerd, but I just think that type of stuff is cool.
It ain't much power, but my favorite concealed carry would be the North American Arms with a foldable pistol. With a pistol grip.
I'm thinking about those.
It holds five shells.
Revolvers.
Yeah, it holds five shells too.
Right.
It's fantastic.
What do you guys think? Go ahead, Jack.
I was just saying, the thing that I'm similar to you, the thing that I really love about this industry is the engineering side of that you see with these guys. I mean, they're just brilliant sometimes. And the work, the amount of machining, that's what really sets me apart sometimes when I'm looking at firearms, because you've got a bunch of guns, you know, 1911s per se. There's an ocean full of people making a 1911. But there are people that have taken it a step further and have really proven that their manufacturing skills to be able to do certain things on that platform are amazing. And it's not much, it's dissimilar to, you know, a credit card that folds out to a gun. It's just the idea of being able to put that idea into a product that I love to see. And I love the ingenuity, the craftsmanship, and the ability to engineer and then manufacture that stuff. And it's fun to see that. And it's what keeps our industry kind of on the edge. It's what keeps it exciting, and it keeps it fun.
That's Jake, and we're talking to Jake and John from Osage County Guns at SHOT Show in Vegas, SHOT Show 2020. I'm sure you guys are already looking forward to SHOT Show 2021, and hopefully you guys will be our correspondents once again. I know you guys have had fun, but I also know that you guys are pretty tired from spending the week there in Vegas. You'll be back hopefully real soon, safely back in Wright City out at Osage County Guns. And before we let you go, what is the latest happening there in the store? And if you listened to the radio show, SHOT Show actually will have an impact on Osage County Guns and all the gun stores around the country, because a lot of that new technology and a lot of these new products will be starting to show up on your shelves. So what's going on at Osage County Guns?
So, you know, we kind of do a number of things here at the show. We're looking for new products to expand our selection. We are looking for promotions and deals that we can pass on to our customers. And then the other cool thing about SHOT is that there are a lot of SHOT Show exclusive and limited edition firearms. So I defer to Jake, because Jake does the majority of my purchasing. But Jake has been finding some really beautiful limited edition firearms. And, you know, Jake, go ahead and you can kind of give him a rundown.
Yeah.
So the fun thing about it is, you know, we're able to bring in a new manufacturers that we may not have been known to carry or we haven't had for a while. And when they do the SHOT Show exclusives, you know, it's a one-time opportunity to pick up some stuff that you can only buy if you're at SHOT Show. And when they're gone, they're gone. And we've been able to layer in some fantastic guns from Browning and Winchester with some sporting guns for trap and skeet, sporting clay style stuff to long range target rifles to hunting rifles. There's some opportunities for new guns from Christensen Arms that we'll be able to do. There's some new opportunities with new companies on the build side of the market with Aero Precision if you want to build your own AR in multiple calibers. We've got some new manufacturers that we're still working with in the next couple of days. CZ has come out with, Dan Wesson has come out with the new competition style handgun. It's amazing. I'll probably need one for each pocket. So it's been fun to see. We're going to be gathering, you know, as a customer, swing on in and see the new product. Not a lot of new offerings from SHOT Show and manufacturers that we haven't carried in the past, and I think you'll find some refreshing new items to spark your season and get you out there and have fun and enjoy the shooting sports.
Hey guys, real quick, of course you're seeing all these other gun store owners that are there, and you've been to this, so I'm sure you've made friends over the years. Are you like the biggest gun store as far
in the world?
Yes. No. There's got to be a sense of pride because of what you guys have built.
Yeah, no doubt. Great.
You know, that people are like in a little strip mall or whatever, and they're like, oh, we want 5 more square feet would be great.
You know, it's amazing and it's humbling, I would say, because of the size. And it's so difficult to even put it into perspective. I will try to send some photos over to Chad if you know, he wanted to post those. But
yeah, please do.
It is a sea. I mean, it is literally a sea of people. And so, you know, we'd like to think that we're sizable and large, but we're just a drop in the bucket here in Las Vegas. You see celebrities here. I think Chuck Norris was here for Glock. And you see people lined up, 500 or 1,000 people in line to try to get his autograph. It's just crazy.
It is Chuck Norris, for crying out loud.
Well, we can't wait to see what you guys got us, what you're bringing home for Bo and I from SHOT.
Yeah.
Shot glasses, probably. Whoa.
I think
I'm here all week.
And we really appreciate you guys taking the time and going into overtime with us. This podcast exclusive is something that I think we're going to start doing more of here with Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, trying to bring you guys bonus content on a regular basis as much as we can. And, of course, we appreciate you guys checking out the show Saturdays at 3 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk and Sundays at noon on KMOX, and, of course, downloading our podcasts every week. And the show doesn't happen without great sponsors like John and Jake at Osage County Guns. So, guys, thanks so much for taking all the time and letting us know what's happening at SHOT Show. And when you guys get back to town, we'll have you back in the studio real soon and talk to you then. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We are going to wrap up this little podcast exclusive. Again, keep an eye on these podcasts. We'll at least have the show ready for you every week by Friday morning for you to download. You can actually download the podcast and hear the show before it even airs on the radio every week. So check for that. And then also check back for these bonus podcasts. We'll be putting there in the same place, so it's all real easy to find. As always, we really appreciate you listening. For my co-host, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to a little podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
No, we didn't cuss on this one. I thought
we
could cuss. We
could.
Oh, crap. That's kind of a soft cuss right there.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.